Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:01 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. Just so everyone is aware, when I am asking for comments from members of the public, and I will ask on at least two occasions, if there is no one looking to comment, we will not receive any response from the moderator. So once I've asked that twice with no response, I will simply move as no one heard. Okay, we good? Okay, a nod means yes, we're good. Yes, we're good means yes, we're good.
Yes, we're good, nod.
There you go, Councilman. Okay, first item found on page one, 2017-061, State of Rhode Island General Office Supplies, Toner, and Standard Paper. No monies required. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? I'm sorry, any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, Quentin.
Thank you.
Item number two, 2019-052. That is found on page 15. And it is for Rescue Service Billing Administration. Who is going to be speaking to that from the Rescue Service? Is anyone here? Anyone monitoring that's going to speak to 2019-052? Can everyone hear me?
Yes, you're coming through.
Okay. All right. If there's no one here to speak, what's the pleasure from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask, I'm assuming here, I don't know anything about it, but I did hear recently many fire sirens over towards what I think is the Oakland Beach area. So I don't know if they're tied up or if there's a little delay maybe. So I would request if we could just put this one on pause for right now, and then if they have an opportunity to jump in, they could talk to it.
Okay. My recollection is that here's the assistant chief here right now.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I figured someone from the administration of the fire department would be here. Chief, go ahead. We're on 2019-052, found on page 15.
Right, this actually isn't going to be us. This is going to be the finance department. They handle the billing for the rescue services. So I saw Lynn Proger on earlier. I don't see her now, though. She would probably be the person.
Okay. Lynn Proger, are you here?
Lynn was just having some technical difficulties. I just got off the phone with her. I think, good councilman, just hold this.
For a second. Let's hold this, and we will come back to it at the end of the calendar. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Councilman. 2020-053, Security System Monitoring and Maintenance. DPW. Christy, identify yourself for the record. You're on mute, by the way. Christy, can you hear us? Phil, Christy's on mute, and I don't think she can. We can't hear her anyways.
I just asked her to unmute.
Okay, Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi. Am I good now?
Yeah, you're good now. There you go. Could you speak to 2020-053A, please?
Yes, the Public Works is requesting to extend this contract for 3 months. We had gone out to bid and then realized that we needed to make a couple of changes to the language within the bid. So we rejected and are requesting to only extend the contract to the current vendor for 3 months in the amount of $1,153.05.
Okay, thank you, Christine. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? So Christy, you're looking to extend this for 3 months because you needed to make some changes to the RFP?
Yes.
In the new bid?
I'm sorry, this is actually also that the other departments that are following with the same bid, it's all for the same reason.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you. 2020-053B, security system monitoring and maintenance. Christy? I'm sorry, maybe it is Christy, but it's in the water division. Who's speaking to this?
Hello, Chairman.
Yes, hi, Terry. Go ahead.
As Christy said, could change our...
Terry, just identify yourself for the record.
I'm sorry, Chairman. Terry Petrello, Acting Chief of Water Department.
Thank you.
As Christy just said, changes to the RFP, we're wishing to extend this contract for 3 months also.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee?
Just a quick thing. Parks and Rec was next. It was Parks and Rec was next, and then we were going to do water.
Oh, okay. That's fine. We jumped ahead of it. Thank you, Councilman. Let's act on the water scene as we're on it now. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman McAllister. Going back to 2020-053B, electronic alarms, Parks and Rec. Go ahead.
Team Scott, Parks and Rec Director. Mr. Chairman, we're also following DPW's lead and extending for 3 months for an amount of $500.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public on 2020-053B? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020, item number six, 2020-053D, security system monitoring and maintenance, police department.
Good evening, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. We also are following suit and will be requesting a 3 month extension.
Good morning, good afternoon, Major. Duly noted, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Thank you. Next item found on page 75, 2020-053, security system monitoring and maintenance, AS. Who's handling it?
Ann Corbin, Animal Shelter.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. I am also requesting a 3 month extension and $75 increase to the.
So am I muted?
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? I'm sorry, any members of the council? Any questions from members of the committee? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 2021-037, medical supplies and equipment, Bound Tree Medical, found on page 88.
Wayne Michaelis on behalf of the police department. The police department seeking an alteration to the contract for medical supplies and equipment. The police department went out to bid with the fire department for these medical supplies. The police department only seeks to purchase 5 items on that bid: rubber gloves, N95 masks, surgical masks, face shields, and Purell refills. Bound Tree Medical was the lowest overall bidder for these specific items. The police department is seeking authorization to purchase up to $10,000 worth of these supplies as needed.
Major, what did we spend in that line item last year?
The numbers are a little bit misleading. Up till September, we had spent approximately $1,000. However, once the COVID pandemic took place, we spent over $4,000.
And so this is, you're looking for an extension of 1 year? Is that what you're looking for?
The fire department presented this at the last meeting. We didn't get ours on the docket, so we're following the fire department's suit.
And why do you think you need, or why are you asking for $10,000?
In years past, we've always asked for $5,000 in this line item. Our officers are required to carry rubber gloves on them when responding to calls. The pandemic has forced us to go through these supplies at a much greater rate. We're also anticipating needing to increase our supply before the fall in case there's a second wave of the pandemic. So in the past, officers have used maybe one pair of gloves a shift. Now they're going through five or six pairs of gloves a shift in between different calls. So the need is there to buy the additional PPE.
And these are just traditional rubber gloves?
Medical grade rubber gloves, yeah. and masks and respirators.
And is it also including the face shields too?
Yes, it is.
And those face shields are fairly expensive, aren't they?
They are.
How much is expensive?
So on the bid, I'm showing $3.49 a piece.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Major, since these are all PPE purchases, do you think we'll receive any funds from the state to help us with these purchases?
I do. That is actually part of several different funding opportunities. We do have a separate COVID grant that we are going to use to purchase some of these supplies, but we needed the extra spending authority depending upon how things go.
Great. Thank you very much.
And Major, I would reiterate that this spending authority is up to $10,000.
That's right? Correct. If we don't need it, we won't spend it.
Okay. And before spending it, we'll also take into consideration or use any grants that you receive as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Seconded.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Ayes have it. Item 2022-84, found on page 129, purchase police interceptor utility vehicles. Major?
Colonel Rathman for the police department. I'll be handing all this, Councilman.
Good evening, Colonel.
Good evening, sir.
You got the stage, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. In February, the police department went out to bid for new police vehicles under bid 2022-84. Those bid specifications were reviewed back in the winter of 2019 to assess each line item on the RFP in an effort to reduce costs wherever possible. Some of the changes we made from previous bid specs that included removing custom paint as an option, we pulled the push bumpers as add-on items, and we also did not include new radios or radar units in these new SUVs to further reduce costs. As part of our review for the bid specs, we looked at additional safety features to aid in reducing crashes, improving officer safety, and lessening overall wear and tear in the vehicle by including options such as pre-collision assist that detects potential collisions with both vehicles and pedestrians and alerts by flashing a warning on the instrument cluster, emitting an audible alert. And if corrective action isn't taken by the operator or the officer and a collision is imminent, brakes can be applied automatically by the vehicle system. We also looked at the police perimeter alert, which is included in this bid, which includes blind spot information sensors, around 270-degree monitoring of the vehicle when the vehicle's parked to prevent anybody from approaching the vehicle unannounced or unseen. And we looked at the engine idle feature, which included not only saves gas, but allows our cruisers to be more secure. This option is designed that the vehicle's engine and critical accessories remain active while the feature is engaged. You also put the cruiser in park, activate the secure idle option, and turn the ignition off, removing the key. This prevents the vehicle from being moved by an unauthorized person. It would stall out if that was the case. Once the RFP was received, we received four bids from three vendors for 11 vehicles. Based on a review of the bids, the police department's recommending that the bid be awarded to Tasker Ford as the lowest qualified overall bidder to purchase the 11 new vehicles. If this purchase is approved, all the vehicles will be used by frontline patrol personnel under the department's fleet management plan, replacing cruisers with and from model years 2014 to 2016 that have high odometer and engine hour mileage totals. The 11 frontline patrol vehicles that are replaced will be repurposed as community policing vehicles, SRO vehicles, and detective vehicles. Vehicles replaced would include several cars that include model years going back to 2006 to 2011. In some instances, those older vehicles then be given to other city departments that are until they're no longer serviceable. This request to purchase 11 patrol cars is not one we take lightly without extensive consideration of the cost that's associated. We have looked at where we could cut options and cost and are submitting what we feel is the best possible proposal that ensures that we maintain our fleet of frontline patrol cars. The purchase of the new USAs will aid in replacing vehicles used now to accomplish various essential tasks to include our mission, including community policing, investigative work, and roadside detail work. If approved, the total amount for this purchase would be $488,257. It will be funded by utilizing an allocated portion of the city's lease purchase funds that were approved by the City Council on December 2nd, 2019. We do not currently have a bid in place. If this bid is awarded, it will be for a period of 1 year, beginning of the award date, sir. I can take any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Chief, when I first looked at this bid, I did have a concern with the amount of vehicles that you were looking to purchase this year, or lease this year. And then I broke out our capital funds budget proposal for this fiscal year. And in looking at your annual purchase projections, Des and I was reminded that in 2019, 2020, you had projected at the time purchasing 11 vehicles then for a budget number of $550,000. And because of the COVID and because of basically cash strapped, that did not happen. So you also projected out in 2020 through 2021 for 11 vehicles. I realize, I understand that you need these vehicles. I also understand that you needed them last year and we just couldn't afford to pay for them. And Chief, these will be what I would call in my world, the SUV type of vehicles, right?
That's correct. The only option Ford provides for police vehicles in the sedan model is a hybrid. They're very expensive, and to be quite honest, I don't know if they're proven to the point where we want to bring them into service at this point, since this is the first model year they're offering. So the only available option is the SUV right now.
Chief, I don't have a problem with the SUV, be quite frank about it. I have, as an invited guest, let me preface my next comment by saying, as an invited guest, I have ridden in the police car cruisers in the past, and I don't know how an officer functions for 8 hours a day in the space that is in that vehicle. And for that, and safety reasons, et cetera, I support, you know, the SUV. I also am going to, myself personally, I'm going to support the purchase of these 11 vehicles. I think it's something that is clearly overdue. We went without it last year. And to go without it again this year, I don't think that would make any financial sense, because I'm quite confident that next year, these 11 vehicles are gonna cost us a lot more. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister, you raised your hand first.
Thank you. Chief, you had mentioned how we'll get 11 new cars to come in, and then you rotate the other ones into other police. We'll use them in other city agencies. We use them as correct, right? So we continue to use these cars for as long as possible throughout the city. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. So we're looking at vehicles that have in excess of 100,000 miles for frontline use, but they can be put in the detective fleet. Everything is pushed down, and eventually we can put items over to the departments like Parks and Recreation, Building Department, et cetera. So we have vehicles that are in use in the police department that go back to 2006 Crown Victorias, and there's some older vehicles. So we definitely keep these vehicles in service throughout the city for a period of years. They don't just go away.
Great. And as the chairman mentioned, that last year you came before us and we weren't able to do it. So you come in here again, because these things wear down. You're using them every day, nonstop, for all shifts. And I believe it was probably 6 or 7 years ago that Providence had to make a huge purchase because they weren't doing this every couple of years, buying 11 here, 11 there. They just kind of pushed it out. And all of a sudden they were short and they had to buy something like 100 vehicles. And it was, you know, millions of dollars and stuff like that. So what you're trying to do is you replace as we go, we move. So we buy 11 now, you know, that sets us on a good path. And so we don't automatically 1 year are going to be short and have to buy 100 vehicles at one time. Is that's part of your thinking and your plan?
That's correct. Last year, after consultation with the administration and based on where we were fiscally while awaiting audits and assessments, we didn't were fiscally responsible to present 11 vehicles before the council, and as such did not. But you're correct. Part of our planning is to include a certain percentage of new vehicles to allow the rotation to continue so that the vehicles have an extended service life, in some case 10, 15, or even more years than that.
Yeah, I think that's a good overall plan. I think, you know, you spend a little money now instead of a lot more later, and you're trying to keep it as fresh as possible. And we are getting a lot of use out of these vehicles. As you said, they go all the way down to all different departments. And if you're using things that are over 10 years old, you know, 100,000 miles, those are hard, 100,000 miles just going around Apennog. I'm sure it puts stress on the car. So I will be supporting this as well tonight. So thank you, Chief.
Councilman Howe, please, go ahead.
Making sure you see my hands there, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I saw that hand, sir. But what I did was I forgot to unmute myself. I know it's uncommon that I'm muted, but I was.
Not always a bad thing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chief, first I want to just start by saying, you know, I'll address this to all the departments, but I know that your department taking a break from purchasing new vehicles, and then we're hit with a pandemic. You guys continued operating without missing a beat, and I can't thank you enough. I know I'm speaking on behalf of all the citizens, but I'll speak on behalf of the Ward 3 citizens. We can't thank you enough for what your department has maintained through last year, the challenges we face as a city. I know that the mayor set forward this do more with less. Let's look outside the box, and all the departments have taken it on. Chief, you and your administrative team took it on. You guys have done great. DPW, Matt Salitro has taken it on. He's done great, as did the fire department and all departments. So I certainly don't want to disregard. So this is wonderful that you're coming with us. I love the new safety features. I know that you went in detail about what the safety features are. I love that it's more protection for our police officers. I love that it's more protection for our citizens. And more importantly, it definitely is overall more protection for our city. So, Chief, thank you so much. And I will be supporting this. Thank you.
Can't hear you, Chairman, if you're talking.
Sorry about that. No, I was clicking on the wrong button to unmute here. Chief, I just wanted to follow up with some of the things the council members have been saying. in particular, you not having vehicles last year or getting new vehicles last year. Over the years, you followed a lease purchase and your predecessor had followed a lease purchase. And that worked well because you don't end up in a situation where you don't have enough vehicles because they're out of service. In this case, could you tell us how many vehicles you have total right now on the road?
So on the patrol side of the house, I have 26 patrol vehicles. These 11 will be supplementing that fleet.
Okay.
Overall fleet, I can give you the total numbers, but I'm somewhere between 40 and 50 vehicles if you include everything, to include trailers, et cetera, on the insurance data. Put a request in for those updated data. But we have 26 patrol vehicles. That doesn't count traffic, any policing supervisors, et cetera, though.
And when you're talking about a big picture for the city, I think one of the issues is that these vehicles, as Councilman McAllister pointed out, and Councilman Lattisaw, is that these vehicles go to other departments like the building department for inspections. So it's really a two for one. You're buying one vehicle, but you're really helping out two departments. The other issue that I wanted to point out, Chief, is as Councilman Howe was pointing out, you're doing more with less. You're also down a number of officers, as I recall from the budget hearings, correct?
We're currently at 165 prior to this next academy starting, but we hope to get up to complement and then.
Right, so you've been doing more with less is my point. I think, was the number I heard, were you down about 18 officers? I forget how many you were down currently.
At one point, our numbers were at 154 with available officers between long-term military commitments, illness, and retirements.
So how many, what's a full complement again?
175 would be full complement of our officers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Council President. Any other members of the council have any questions?
I have a quick one.
Councilman Sinapi.
Yeah, I've heard personally from a few people that handle traffic detail and whatnot for the police that cars are definitely in need. So I'm sure they'll be excited to pick up the newly rotated cars once they come their way. And the police have been very patient. So I'm glad we can get this done.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, ayes have it. Next Thank item, you. Number 10, 2020-310, pavement management systems. You're welcome, Chief. Found on page 134.
Public Works Department is requesting to award this bid to Beta Group Incorporated. This is a one-time purchase in the amount of $98,698 for the pavement management systems. And while they weren't the lowest bidder, they are the most qualified overall. And included in your bid package, there's the breakdown of the five categories that they were scored in, and Beta came out on top with 95 points. And if there's any questions on that, I will turn it over to the director.
Well, thank you, Christy. So to save us some time from going through all the paperwork, can you give us the short version of why you have determined that Beta Group is, while they're not the lowest bidder, they're more qualified than the other bidders?
Beta Group we've actually worked with them previously. They are familiar with the city GIS system. They worked on the mapping and inspection of our stormwater system, and it's an easy transition for them to accomplish in a timely manner. As well, out of the five categories, technical approach, qualifications of key personnel, past performance, and cost and quality, they did score 95. The next, the second bidder came in with 91 points. So the department feels that this award to Beta Group will be a smooth process for the city getting our streets, that's the word I'm looking for.
Getting our streets scanned and
evaluated. That's what I was looking for.
Correct.
Okay, so this pavement management system, this will be essentially going through every street in the city and assessing the condition of the streets and assigning a schedule, I guess, of whatever required maintenance to those streets and compiling a list to move forward with repairs, resurfacing, total redos. Is that what this is going to accomplish?
So, Councilman, this is a pavement condition index. They're going to go through every city-owned street in the right-of-way, curb to curb. What they're going to do is they're going to assign a numerical value to the street. From that, it'll be incorporated into GIS. One of the main reasons that we did pick the Beta Group was because they have already worked on our stormwater management plans, systems, and outfalls. So we'll be able to interface both the pavement condition index contract as well as the stormwater, integrate both of them, making it a better tool for the city. at the end of this operation, what we'll have is a comprehensive look at every single road in the right-of-ways in the city of Warwick that are owned, and we'll be able to say, okay, Sandy Lane can last 10 years, whereas West Shore Road, Church Ave, needs a redo within the next 4 years. So, and also, it'll tell us what type of operation to put on the road, i.e., do we do crack sealing? Do we do a mill and overlay, full depth reclamation, things of that nature? So instead of guessing and saying, this road's in bad shape, that road possibly could use it, we'll have a professional engineering services firm tell us exactly what is needed. We have close to 500 miles of roads in the city, as you know, so it's definitely warranted.
So to go back to my point, so once this pavement management system evaluation is concluded, you will have, for lack of a better word, you'll have a spreadsheet on all 500 miles of roads in the city. And in addition to that, you'll have each road identified with its various conditions, from a pothole to brand new to needs a redo, complete, et cetera. And will you also be coming up with a schedule of repairs, replacement, maintenance on these roads at the same time?
Correct. So the latter part of what you just said is what will happen once a pavement condition index is done. It'll say immediately you need to do Sandy Lane, you need to do Willis Ave, you need to do this. So that'll tell you exactly what the immediate needs are to do. And from there, you can see where the money is. You know, could we put a little bit of money into this road and save it for the next 10 years? That there's a complete evaluation, just like a structural analysis on a building, Councilman. Do you need a roof or do you need siding? Which is the work? You know, where's the rub here? What's the best bang for the buck? And that's what you get with a pavement condition.
And you know, how long from the time this evaluation starts until you actually have a report that will be presented to all the members of the city council?
So we have a schedule of events called deliverables incorporated into the contract. So within the first month and a half to 2 months, we'll have a pretty good idea of where we're going. I don't say that we'll do all 500 miles of roads, but over the course of 1 year, this will all be done. A lot of that would be GIS time. So we could have paper tracking and evaluations taking place as we're going along.
So if any member of the city council were to contact you in a month from now or so with a question, or 2 months from now with a question about a particular road or street in their ward, would they be able to receive some sort of a speculation on that ward or an assessment of that street?
They would be able to receive some speculation. I don't know if I could say, yes, I'm going to pull the trigger and move forward until the complete analysis is done. I think Mayor Solomon, the administration, and myself would like to see a quarter of the city done and then move forward to say, okay, we have the worst roads, the best roads, roads that don't need improvement in pretty much everybody's wards and sprinkle it around. So we're going to start. This doesn't necessarily need to be from, you know, Oakland Beach to Pottawamat and then go back. It can be done multiple areas throughout different wards.
Matt, has anything like this, to your knowledge, or if Billy D is here and he wants to weigh in on it, has anything like this ever been done in the city?
Correct.
This intense type of evaluation?
Something similar, but it was basically subjective to one person who rode around and said, okay, I think this road's a 5, this one maybe a 10. This condition index is a standard, an ASTM standard, which is an engineering standard throughout the country. So these will be relative to Providence, East Providence. Providence is doing the same thing. So it's going to be not subjective to one person's thoughts and ideas. It's actually engineering based.
Mr. Chairman?
I must say, who is that?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Bill DePasquale, Chief of Staff.
Chief, Go ahead, Chief, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're absolutely correct. I'm glad you made the query. In my 32 years, this is the first time something of this enormity in terms of the bonding and the infrastructure replacement, but moreover, combined with a pavement condition index of this type has ever been done. So Mayor Solomon, when he came into office, said, not only do I want to invest in infrastructure, but I want to do it in a way that extends the dollar. So there's a very technical analysis that goes on with these pavement condition index at this level that you'd be paying for with a consultant. And it goes far beyond the traditional, I'm driving down a roadway and it looks bad. It goes all the way down from the pavement to the base, to the condition, to the cracking, to the type of asphalt that's being used. And the idea is that you squeeze every penny out of that dollar that you put down. Some roads with minimal investment will last you 20 years. Some roads need a little fixing up to extend another 5 years. So this investment, this short investment in beta in this pavement condition index at this level is gonna reap benefits all the way down the line. Thank you for asking that question.
Thank you, Chief. And I think this is an excellent idea. And I also believe that something like this, this type of objective, neutral evaluation of our roads by someone than other than someone driving around, looking at a street and forming a personal opinion, I think this is one of the best things that I've seen since I've been on this council with regard to roads to eliminate most, if not all, of the politics that go along with roads. I think this is something that would be welcomed by all my members on the council because roads are certainly one of the things that we get a significant amount of complaints on. And we get requests all the time from our constituents. When is my road going to get fixed? When is it going to get replaced? I'm tired of this pothole. I'm going to sue you because of whatever. I welcome this. I think it's worth every penny. I think it's a great idea. And the fact that this is the first time something as specific as this have been put into place to identify who has the problems and whose wards, what streets, and how they're going to be addressed. And more importantly, be accessible to us so we can communicate it to our constituents. I'm actually very happy to see this. Any questions from members of the council? Councilman McAllister. I'm sorry, members of the committee. Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I agree. I think this is an outstanding investment. You know, we'll see on the next the next thing on the docket is we are doing a huge street improvement program, millions of dollars, and we're going to use this study, which is going to rate it. Again, it's not just one person's opinion driving up and down the streets. This is, as the DPW director said, you know, standards, engineer. We're going to have a track record of this. This is a very, very good investment that we are making here that ties into our improvement of our infrastructure. And I think this is a great investment. And I applaud the administration for bringing this forward. And I look forward to supporting it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to basically say that this is exciting because as the Councilman Callister just said, we are getting ready to move into that bonds. One thing that we've been hearing since, you know, we've been on the council is, and one thing we know is because we drive the roads too, is they need to be repaired. So this is another big step in new outside the box thinking, as I mentioned earlier, that the administration is doing. And I just got to say, you know, Director Salitro doing a great job getting all this together in his department. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also welcome this very much. It's been a long time waiting for something like this to come out. Because I remember receiving lists with numbers on it, and that didn't mean they got paid, believe me. So something like this is like a long-term where we can see for the future, too, what streets are going to be done now, or, you know, if you know the beginning, the middle, the ones that are going to last longer. I congratulate the the director and across the administration for going forward with this. I look forward to working with everyone on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Anyone else? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I'd like to briefly echo my colleagues. Excellent job, director. Excellent job for the mayor and chief of staff to make this a priority as well. It wasn't that long ago that we had all of these streets across the city being half paved. Thankfully, that changed with Mayor Solomon when he moved to a policy of doing the curb to curb paving. Now, when I take a look at a road, some of these roads that were paved on one side 5-10 years ago, I'm seeing that the side that was paved is starting to fall apart. And I, as a layperson, I have no idea whether it would be efficient or inefficient to just repave the other side that was never paved at that time, maybe in some cases going 30, even 40 years without paving on one side, or if it would be a best practice to just pave curb to curb those roads in particular. But I'm a layperson, and similarly, I don't think that it should be up to just one person evaluating, one person looking at every single road in the city to try to subjectively make these dollars go as far as they can. So this bid, a little under $100,000, when we're looking at paving spending coming up in the amount of approximately $10 million, a little less than 1% of that, to put it in the scale, a little less than 1% of what we're spending on the upcoming paving to make sure that we're doing it right, making sure that the money is going as far as it can, that's fantastic. That's making everything much more efficient. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council? Council President Marola.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can remember a time when there was $100,000 in the repaving budget. So to have multi-million is always good news. I did have a question quickly for the director, if he's still on, through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So I know that you're going to evaluate the road conditions and we're going to grade them. How does that factor in for, and you've been doing a good job with piggybacking on some of the other projects for utilities when they come in, it might be National Grid or something like that. Do we take that into consideration in this ranking or is that done later on?
No, we actually, Council President, we do take it into this ranking. As Mayor Solomon stated before, in conjunction with the other utilities prior to the passage of curb-to-curb restoration through the state legislature, we partnered with, say, Kent County Water Authority and National Grid. So those roads will get rated as well. It is my mindset and the mayor's mindset that we'd like to pave curb-to-curb irregardless of the condition on the other side of the road, only because a lot of the infrastructure that's being replaced by National Grid is in an older aging road. So while you're there, you get the best bang for your buck for mobility, moving out and doing curb to curb restoration. So it'll be factored in.
So my question, Matt, if one road was ranked 125 on our list,
yep,
and another road was ranked 129,
right,
but the road that was ranked 129 is going to get half funding from National Grid, I would assume that would move it up on the list past the 125 because we're getting more bang for our buck, as you said. Or is that already factored into the ranking of 125, 129?
We still have a National Grid obligation that we signed on for prior to the passage of that state law is what I was trying to get at. So National Grid came into town. They said, okay, we'll give you X amount of dollars per square yard. And we agreed to do the project management and the pavement management infrastructure on that. And as such, we actually make a couple more dollars per square foot than it cost us. Those monies go back in to do the remainder of the road, say on the left or right-hand side of the road.
So we should expect that just because a road is ranked with a certain number, if fortuitously, it happens to have the benefit of National Grid coming in. That's going to take a priority over another road because of the funding formula.
Yes and no. I mean, we're going to do it. They'll do a condition analysis on it, and then we'll see. Obviously, if the road's going to, the road falls in the middle next to a road, say it's a 50, and then the next one's 51. There's no National Grid obligation on that. My opinion would be to do the one with the National Grid obligation on it, because it costs you half of that $10 million that $10 million lowest interest loan that the mayor has secured.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also like to add that this type of a system is certainly going to be very transparent. And I commend you, Matt, on that, as well as the mayor and the administration. It will also afford all the members of the city council, being those of us that are sitting here now and those of us that will sit here in the future, to have an opportunity to assess that report and from time to time, perhaps visit why one street is being done over another. So I think the transparency is significant. Any other members of the council have any comments or questions? Hearing none, any members of the public have any questions or comments? Are there any members of the public with any questions or comments?
Yes, we have one.
Okay. Please identify yourself.
Yeah, my name's Roger Duran.
Hi, Roger.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Ed, I want to give you a compliment, because we're talking about this National Grid helping to defray the cost of this road construction. And that was one of the themes you had during your sewer review commission meetings. Mm-hmm. So I know you were very active on that, and you participated. You and I had a lot of disagreements, as we remember, Ed. Let's not sugarcoat it.
I don't remember that, Roger.
Yes, let's not sugarcoat it, Ed. But I will give you a tip of a hat, because I know you were instrumental in getting in touch with the state politicians to have the National Grid help defray the cost of the roads.
Thank you.
So I just want to give you a tip of the hat.
Thank you. Any other comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on 2020-310.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, found on page 139, 2021-030, street improvements. Christy, Matt, who's going to take it?
I'll start off. First off, I would like to amend the dollar amount simply because the last bid is utilizing the same funds. So this dollar amount needs to be amended to $9,901,302.
Okay, so
that
noted.
Takes into account the $98,698 from the previous bid.
Okay, so is that the only amendment to this, Christy?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Clerk, I need a PCR on this.
PCR 6120.
This will now be referenced as PCR 6120. The amendment will be to reduce the amount to $9,901,302. Okay, Christy, any more?
The department is requesting to award that amount, that dollar amount, to three vendors: TMIOZ Incorporated, Cardi Corporation, and D'Amber Construction for the street improvements. And this is a 1 year contract that begins August 30th, 2020 to August 29th, 2021.
Director Sulicho, do you have anything to add to that?
Sure. I'm wondering why you're not asking for three, why we're awarding the three vendors.
Because I haven't started asking questions yet.
Okay, so the reason why we're, I'm going to head you off at the pass a little bit. The reason why we're awarding to three vendors is Miozzi, Cardi, and D'Ambra, because if you look around the state, there is tons and tons of paving going on. I don't want to be caught short having a $10 million nest egg and not being able to utilize it. So that would be the reason for the three.
Okay, so let's qualify that. Well, let's bring this into perspective.
Yes.
This is a one-year contract, right?
Yes. Yep.
And do you anticipate spending $10 million in this 1 year?
I anticipate weather conditions spending between $8 to $10 million. Correct.
In this 1 year, you're going to lay down $8 to $10 million worth of asphalt.
Yes, with the three in conjunction with the three companies.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister. Councilman, you're on mute. Councilman McAllister, you're on mute.
Thank you. I agree with having the three vendors on this for that exact purpose that the director said, that, you know, we want to get all, everybody drives the roads. We know this is a great program. We all support that. If one of these companies is doing a job in another city and town, we could just go to the next one, make sure that we can do it on our time frame. As you know, the winter comes, that takes a lot of days off. When the rain comes, you can't do it as well. So we want to take advantage of this. This is a low interest a loan that we're receiving. We really want to push this. So I think having the three vendors on this is a good thing, because it gives us some flexibility. So if one of these companies is doing another job, we don't have to wait 2 weeks for them to finish that job to come in. We can go to the next person. It gives us some good options, and it allows us to keep moving forward. And I think everybody really wants us to take care of our roads and do the best that we can. So that's why I will be supporting this tonight and the three vendors in this situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to say that I support having the three vendors. There is going to be a lot of work done. There's a lot of work that got to be done, that needs to be done. This is something that we've waited long for, we've planned long for, and I'm just I'm excited that it's finally going to happen. And I think the plan is being put correctly. And I want to thank my colleagues as well as you, Mr. Chairman, for always being steadfast on getting this forward, and especially the mayor who was able to go ahead and secure this at a very low interest rate, record low interest rate. I want to congratulate and thank the great work of Director Salitro and his department for making sure that this is happening and going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council?
I have a question.
Councilman, I'm going to go to Councilman Ricks first. He had his hand up first, and then to Councilman Cawley. Councilman Ricks.
Hi. I just wanted to briefly review the difference between the three bids, if there was a significant difference between where it came in and how that, excuse me, how that might affect the amount of pavement that could be paved.
By all means, because I have the same concerns. So you go ahead, Councilman.
Yeah, so if I could direct that question to the director. Thank you.
So, Councilman, there was a difference of $30,000 between Miozzi and Cardi. And when you do a bid tab analysis, a lot of it had to do with a small percentage doing the mill and overlay, which would be Team Miozzi was cheaper on it than Cardi Corporation. Was a little bit more, but item for item, all three of them are pretty similar. I mean, we're at 2.07, and then also coming in at $3 million is D'Ambra. So they're on this much work. I mean, it's really not a huge price differential. I'm wondering if that answers your question.
And then I had one other follow-up question.
Sure.
It was previously my understanding that we were probably going to be looking at spending the $10 million more or less over the course of about 3 years. And especially with the bid for these particular services to evaluate the roads, I'm just not sure how that timeline works in terms of how the decision was made to attempt to pick up the speed, which I'm certainly not opposed to that. If we can feasibly spend $8 to $10 million within this current fiscal year and do that efficiently, as opposed to stretching it out over 3 years, I certainly have no objection to that, but I'm not sure if you could speak to how that plan.
Yeah. Thank you. I sure could, Councilman Rex. So within next month, I envision that if you guys move to award to the three vendors, they'll get their bonds and insurance and certificates of good standing all in order. So in the interim, we would have Beta come in upon award and start doing the processing for the pavement condition indexing. After that, we can have a list of roads that we feel, like I said, a quarter or a little bit more, maybe an eighth or 3/16 of the entire project. We could put that out, get an index going, and start paving. The paving operation stop on December 15th and resume on April 15th. So over the winter months, that's when all of the engineering and that, like I would like to say, the legwork would transpire. April 15th, we have a contract in place for the paving operations, as well as a good definitive plan from Beta. And then we take off running. So we would have April, May, June, July, and July.
Thank you.
So this would probably, if it goes before you guys tonight and gets approved, it probably wouldn't take hold until, I don't know, we'll say July, mid-August, basically, by the time everything gets out of through the wash, you know, for bonds, insurance, and things like that.
Any further questions, Councilman Ricks?
No further questions.
Thank you. Councilman Qualley.
I see that the contract period is August 30th, 2020 to August 29th, 2021.
Yes.
My question is, when will we have the list of the streets that are going to be done?
So as of the end of this meeting, we're going to award, obviously, to Beta Engineering. We'll give them a month or so to get going. But like I just stated, by the time the other three vendors, if you guys do approve them, paving contractors, get on board, get their bonds and insurance, we can kick right off at August 30th to get going.
So that Beta should have their
They'll have a quarter of this, you know, a quarter or so of the city will be indexed. There are, if you look in the contract, Councilman, there's a bunch of deliverables and, you know, i.e. a kickoff meeting, monthly meetings, things like that. So what we're going to do is once we get them on board, which we have now, thanks to the council and Mayor Solomon, we have somebody that's going to take a good look at these roads. Then we can proceed forward with a good educated understanding of what's going on.
And where will Beta start their review?
That's a good question. I'd say in the center of the city and then work their way out. You know, there's a lot of roads. Councilman McAllister just got quite a bit done in the last couple of years. So I don't see that there, I hate to say it, but there'd be a huge need to get, I know you're right there, to get him on. You know, we have a whole list of road complaints that the mayor receives every day through his office as well as my office. So we'll take a good educated look at what's going on. Some of it may be the National Grid obligation that's outstanding. We'll get going on that.
Okay, so that is something that still needs to be determined.
Right, up until 10 minutes ago, we didn't even know if the pavement condition index was gonna go through until the council had voted it.
I understand that. I was just thinking that they're working on a quick time frame in order to be able to come up with their top 20 streets that they want to do so that we can begin this right during the first day of September.
Yeah, so I mean, September, October, November, December, you have 3.5 decent months in which to pave. You know, you can put down a lot of mix.
Yeah, if we have a winter like last year, you can probably pave throughout the entire winter.
I had to actually sacrifice one of my kids to have a mild winter as director of public works, so it's not going to happen again.
Well, I don't want any children sacrificed for it, but you never know. We could be lucky 2 years in a row.
Right. I hope so. I hope so.
Any further questions, Councilman?
No.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the council?